Hello, this is David Griffiths here. Today is
the 25th of February 2020.
Today is going to be the 7th podcast which I'm going to do on Speak On. And today I'm going to focus on arguably one of its strongest applications, and that is the RNIB eText newsagent service. Now, the RNIB offer two services under what used to be known as the talking newspapers. The first is an audio service where you get, as I understand it, human reading the newspaper. I don't subscribe to that service, so I can't show it. However, you can use that service in Speak On as well. What I do subscribe to is the RNIB eText service, which delivers the newspapers and magazines in electronic text, and that's the service which I'm going to show today. This will actually be the first of three podcasts. This podcast is going to focus on newspapers because I think that's the most straightforward. The next podcast will be looking at magazines because there will be some workaround that will have to be done for some of the magazine content, so that will take a little bit longer. And the final podcast will be looking at the magazines it delivers in audio format by memory stick and CD. So for this podcast, we're going to focus mainly on newspapers. So the first question to answer is, why would you want to use Speak On for a web-based service that's provided by the RNIB anyway? And I think there are two answers to that. The first is that Speak On provides a much nicer and more efficient interface which provides easier access. But the other thing is, behind the scenes, and it isn't immediately obvious, is that Speak On does some very clever massaging of the content which provides it in a much nicer format. Essentially, what Speak On does is implement a virtual reader mode. Now, people may know about Reader from using Safari on their Mac or Firefox on Windows PC or Reader on Safari on an iPhone. Essentially, a Reader function strips out those things which you don't need to read, such as advert, links and other content which just get in the way of you reading what you want to. The other less obvious thing which you may not be aware that Speak On is doing is that where content is spread throughout the paper, Speak On very cleverly groups that content together to provide a much simpler, seamless reading experience. Let's just get started. So if I just go onto my desktop, SPE,
Speak On Media Suite, 26 of 84.
There we are, so I did print enter on that.
Enter. Speak On Media Suite. Use the manager's help submenu to quickly do useful tips. Manager task, available media tasks list, RNIB News Agent eText.
Just to say that if you haven't listened to my earlier podcast, you would need to go to one of those earlier podcasts to see how it is that you change the voice from the default eSpeak voice and various other ways of customising Speak On. Now, the first thing that you'll need to do if you want to use the RNIB eText service is to make sure that you actually have it as a task. Now, it won't be there by default, and what you need to do is, and I did cover this briefly before, but just quickly do it again, you press the Alt key to bring up the menu.
Main menu. Shut down Speak On Media. Help. Tools. Submenu.
And then go to Tools.
Add plugins. Menu item.
And then you'll find Add plugin. And if you press Enter on that.
Enter. Looking for source on the internet, please wait. Add plugins task. Plugins available to install checklist. Unchecked. CD. Player for audio. MP3 and DAISY2 for music and books on CD.
Right, so that's got CD there.
Scroll the list. Unchecked. VI services, RNIB News Agent Audio, visually impaired services.
So that's the other one which I've got unchecked, and that says the audio service from the RNIB News Agent. And if I wanted to install that, I would just press enter on that, and then the next time you restart Speak On, you should find that task there. But I've already got the RNIB eText service installed, so I press escape from there.
Escaping task. Manager task. Available media tasks list, RNIB News Agent eText, 1 of 9.
So press enter on that.
Enter, RNIB News Agent eText task, player, loading last media played.
Now, before you can start to use the tasks, you will need to insert your login details, your username and password, which the RNIB would have given you to access the service. And again, it's quite simple. You press the Alt key.
Main menu. End task. Return to manager. Control plus settings.
Submenu. Settings.
RNIB news agency text login information.
And you just press enter on that, and then you'll be taken into a screen where you can enter your username and your password. And then again, please remember that under Speak On, you don't tap to an OK button. You press the Alt key, and then you'll find on there OK and cancel, and you select the OK button.
Escape menu. Player. Nothing to play.
So we're in the main player. Now, how do we load a new paper? Well, it's really very simple. We press, first of all, Tab.
Library. Media tree. RNIB News Agency Text. Directory. One of one.
If we press the right cursor key now.
Level 1. News Agent. Internet Directory. 1 of 4.
And you've got 1 of 4. So we've got the directory. We've got...
Favorites. Internet Directory. 2 of 4.
We've got favorites.
Current reading. Directory. 3 of 4.
We've got the things that we're currently reading.
Archive. Directory. 4 of 4.
And we've got sections that where we could archive. And I'll cover all of those very briefly in a minute. Let's go back to the first one.
Current read. Favorites. News Agent. Internet Directory. 1 of 4.
And again, we press the right arrow.
Connecting dot dot dot. Level 2. Magazines by category. Internet Directory. 1 of 4.
And you'll see that what we've got is actually the website structure being replicated to Speak On, but in a much easier way. Rather than having to go to different pages, you're just pressing the right and left arrow key. So we go down.
Magazines alphabetically. Internet Directory. 2 of 4. National Newspapers, Internet Directory, 3 of 4.
So we've got National Newspapers, Internet Directory.
Regional Newspapers, Internet Directory, 4 of 4.
So we've got all the different categories that would normally be there on the website.
National Newspapers, Internet Directory, 3 of 4.
Now I'm going to go to the National Newspapers. I'm just going to have a look around here.
Connecting dot dot dot. Level 3, D, Internet Directory, 1 of 6.
And we've got the letters category, so we've got D.
F. Internet Directory, 2 of 6. D, Internet Directory, 1 of 6.
So if we just press right arrow here again.
Level 4, Daily Express, Internet Directory, 1 of 6.
And we've got all the papers.
Daily Mail, Daily Mirror, Internet Directory, 3 of 6.
I'm just going to go back.
Level 3, D, Internet Directory, 1 of 6.
And I'm just going to press I.
I, Internet Directory, 3 of 6.
Because this is one I found actually, I've recently been reading, I found interesting.
Level 4, Independent Eye, Internet Directory, 1 of 4.
Independent Eye.
International New York Times, Internet Directory, 2 of 4.
And then we've got International New York Times. And that's been quite an interesting read, I've found. So I'm just going to press the right arrow here.
Connecting dot dot dot. Level 5, International New York Times, the 25th of February 2020, publication, 1 of 2.
Right, and we've got now the actual publication.
International New York Times, the 24th of February 2020, 2 of 2.
So we've got the 24th of February.
International New York Times, the 25th of February 2020.
And that's the more recent one. And to download the paper and start reading it, it's simplicity itself. You just press enter.
Enter. Downloading publication from RNIB News Agency Text website, please wait. Publication downloaded successfully. The 25th of February 2020.
That we've now...
Level 2. Article. Here we acquired at tourist sites. Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam. The deadly coronavirus is centred in Asia, but the travel effects are global. Here we acquired across Asia.
Enter. To stop it reading. It starts reading the paper immediately for you. Now, just like in all the other sections of Speak On, if you want to navigate through the paper, you use the left and right key. So I'm just going to press left key here.
Level 2.
You've got level 2. We might get a message now.
Level 1.
Level 1.
Level 1.
That's the first level.
Level 2. All levels.
All levels. That's the one I normally use. But once you go down, you can use the other reading segments if you want to.
50 lines.
So you can go down by 50 lines.
Paragraph.
You can read by paragraph.
Sentence.
You can go down to sentence.
Line.
Line.
Word.
Word.
Character.
Or even character. But what I normally do is I go down to just to all levels.
Word, line, sentence, paragraph, 50 lines, all levels.
And then if I just press the down arrow, I'll skip to each article heading.
Noblesse behind their Trump bickering.
While we're about it, F5 and F6 will decrease and increase volume. But very much like in the audiobook, do you remember that F7 and F8... not just in audiobook, but any audio content will increase and decrease volume. If you go Control F7 and Control F8, you change the speed. Well, it's exactly the same in the way that SpeakOn uses text. So if I just show you, if we go Control F6.
Control F6 faster. Rate 35%.
It says speak faster.
Control F6 faster. Rate 40%.
And then you can increase the speed at which you want to read the text. So
Control F5 lower. Rate 35%. Control F5 lower. Rate 30%.
And that actually works even if you're reading the paper. So if I just press enter to start reading the paper now.
Enter. Washington political couples discord over the president. Is not for show. Friends say noblesse behind their Trump bickering. By Elizabeth Wilson.
Make it slower.
Control F5 lower. Rate 25%. And if you think it's all shtick, some wink and nod act by a couple who fights by day and snuggles by night, planning a payday after Mr. Trump leaves the scene. Think again. Say some people. George T.
Press enter to pause it.
Enter.
Okay, I just want to show you a few more things. The first is how the bookmark feature works, and that is identical to the bookmark in both the ebook app and the audiobook app, and in fact, any of the media apps on SpeakOn, and that's to simply go to the menu bar, and I press Alt for menu.
Main menu, end task, return to manager, settings, website, download, bookmark.
There we are, so we go across.
Add bookmark.
And we
menu item.
And we press add bookmark.
Enter, bookmark added, leaving menu, player, International New York Times, article.
Okay, so now because we've added a bookmark, there will be a new bookmark window inserted into SpeakOn, a virtual window. Although, as I say, if you're using iSight on the computer screen, I don't think you will see anything. But you'll hear a new window. And in that, you'll get the bookmarks that we've inserted, but also there's always a current reading bookmark. So prepare tab now.
Bookmarks list. Current reading bookmark. 3 of 3.
So you see that we've actually got some bookmarks in there, the current reading bookmark, and because I put a couple of bookmarks in, actually, you're here.
Bookmark 2, 2 of 3.
Bookmark 2.
Bookmark 1, 1 of 3.
And bookmark 1. And now if you want to manage those bookmarks, then all you simply do is again press the menu key.
Main menu, end task, return to manage, settings, website, download, bookmark.
And then if you go across now for bookmarks.
Add bookmark. Menu item.
You've got add bookmark, but also if we cursor down.
Delete bookmark.
You've got delete bookmark so that we can actually then manage our bookmark. Now, supposing I want to add this new paper to my favourites so that it's easier to find, then again, that's quite easy. I have to go to the media tree again, so we're just going to navigate to the media tree.
Bookmarks list, library, media tree, news agent, internet directory, 1 of 4.
So we've got the news agent, so we're going to go across to
connecting dot dot dot. Level 2, magazines by category, internet directory, 1 of 4.
We don't want that one. We want to find the new papers and we want to find the International New York Times. So we'll go down.
Magazines alphabetically. National newspapers. Internet directory.
There we are. So we can go across again.
Connecting dot dot dot. Level 3. D. Internet directory. 1 of 6.
And I'm going to press I to get down to I.
I. I. Internet directory. 3 of 6.
And in there we should find International New York Times.
Level 4. Independent I. International New York Times. Internet directory. 2 of 4.
Right, so we're on the International New York Times, and if I press the application key now...
Application, next menu, file, submenu.
And we've got file, if I right arrow now...
Add publication to favourites, menu
and,
item.
And we've got add publication to favourites, so if I press enter on that...
Enter. Publication International New York Times added successfully to favourites directory, leaving menu, library, media tree, International New York Times, internet directory, 2 of 4.
It'd be now nice and easy to find... The New York Times, so if I left arrow back.
Level 3, I, internet, level 2, national newspaper, level 1, news agent, internet directory, 1 of 4.
Right, so we're now that's where we would normally end up. In. Now all I have to do is go down one.
Favorites, internet directory, 2 of 4.
And then press the right arrow key.
Level 2, evening standard, internet directory, 1 of 3.
And now you can see I've got the evening standard in my list of favourites, and if I cursor down...
International New York Times, internet directory, 2 of 3.
And I've now got the International New York Times in parts of my favourites as well.
The Guardian, internet directory, 3 of 3.
And we've got the Guardian as well. So it's very easy to add your papers through a favourites folder so you can get nice and easy access. Now if I press tab, go back into the player menu.
Player, International New York Times, article.
One of the ways I find Beacon works really well is the ease with which it is possible to extract text from it to use or view in a word processor or notepad or text editor. And one of the ways you can do that is to just simply select text very precisely. And the way you would do that would be if I just press Control-B to start text selection.
Control-B. Selection marked.
And it says start marked. And then if we play a bit.
Enter. These were among about 350 artifacts. Enter.
Stop and then press Control-E to end selection.
Control-E.
And then press Control-C.
Copy selection to clipboard.
It says copy selection to clipboard. Now if I just go to Notepad quickly by pressing the Start menu and typing N.
Search box, edit. N. O. No. Notepad. Enter. Untitled-Notepad.
And then if we press Control-V for paste.
Pasted from clipboard. Top of file. Blank. These were among about 350 artifacts that were plucked from the sunken.
So you can see that we've actually copied and pasted some text very easily from Speakon. But to be honest with you, I don't normally use that method. If I just delete that there, won't be a second Control A.
Selected, blank, Speakon-Media Suite.
A really lovely feature I think of Speakon is that whatever level you're navigating at, you can just press Control A to select that segment. And that will mean that you just have to then press Control C and it will then copy that across into whatever you want to. So I'm in an article at the moment. If I want to copy that article into Notepad, I just go Control A.
All characters selected.
Then Control C.
Copy selection to clipboard.
So I've copied all characters to clipboard. If I press Alt Tab now.
Start Untitled-Notepad.
I'm back in Notepad. If I press Control V.
Pasted from clipboard.
And then Control Home.
Top of file. Artifacts were recovered from H.M.S. Erebus, which departed England in 1845. Blank. By Christine Hauser.
So you can see the whole article.
Blank. There was a bit of sealing wax with a fingerprint, a brush entangled with.
So I think that's a really nice, easy feature of Speakon. You could actually, if we could go back to Speakon.
Speakon-Media Suite.
Use the File menu. If I go to File.
Main menu. End task. Return to manage. Setting. Website. Download. Bookmark. Information. Navigation. Play. View. Edit. File.
There we are.
Submenu.
And then we could go across and you could save the file to archive, and that way you would create a text document in the My Speakon Media folder, and then you could go to the My Speakon Media folder and find the archive file, which was based on the article, in the archive folder. But as I say, I just find it easier to press Control A to select all text, move across the notepad, Control B to paste it in, and hey presto, you've got your article ready for review in Notepad. Probably less important, but if you press F2,
International New York Times,
you can be reminded that you're in the International New York Times, and if you press Control F2, you'd tell you that you're on Article 6 of 27, so you do get some idea of navigation through the paper. Okay, I hope that gives the flavour of just how good Speakon is with using the new paper service on the RNIB. I have to say, it completely transformed my usage of the service. I didn't used to use the service very much through the website because it just seemed too much effort. Okay, I think we'll wrap up this recording for today. In the next podcast, I'm going to be returning to the RNIB eText service, but this time looking at magazines. And for many of the magazines, the experience will be very similar to what we've seen today. But for some magazines, there is an issue and there is a workaround which needs to be implemented in order for you to access all the most current magazines on the RNIB. And I'll go through that. As always, you can contact me on daj.griffith@gmail.com if you want to provide any feedback. Okay, bye-bye for now.